Je vous remercie, monsieur.
I thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. We are discussing Article 6, and in the framework of an interactive discussion, I would like to respond to a certain number of points that were made by the representative of the Russian Federation. On the paper they submitted, I would say it's a very useful one, and I would like to thank the Russian Federation for allowing us to have this discussion and this exchange on this point. And I would like to clarify what our position and what our analysis of this paper is. I'd like to go back to the fact that the working paper submitted by the Russian Federation, at least in its English version, states that it is only the UN Security Council that can start an investigation under Article 6, and this is what is stated in the first operative paragraph of the document as well as in the considerata. We believe that this is an erroneous interpretation of the letter and the spirit of the convention, since what we read from the convention is that a state party may submit a complaint to the Security Council. So between only the Security Council and may submit a complaint, there is a clear distinction to be made. Moreover, the first paragraph of this Russian working paper states that the final report of the 8th RevCon had reiterated the inevitable central role of the Security Council in terms of triggering an Article 6 investigation. But if we take Article 31.8 of the final report of the 8th RevCon, we can see that what we read is in fact different. The conference notes that the procedure outlined under Article 6 does not undermine the prerogative of states parties to jointly investigate allegations of the violations of the provisions of the convention and to take appropriate decisions in line with the UN Charter and the applicable rules of international law. And so what I read is that the conference notes that the procedure outlined under Article 8 does not undermine the prerogatives of states parties. So this is the additional clarification that I wanted to bring in. So in our view, the way this working paper is designed and drafted, it is not in line with our reading of Article 6 and the very principles